Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We don't have a ton of time left, so why don't we get right to our next guest. We have Mayor Aaron Stewart from New Britain joining us on Brian & Company here on WTIC. Ms. Mayor, happy new year. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Happy New Year to you. Happy snowy, slushy mess of a Monday, huh?
I know. It was messier when I came in at 4:30 or whatever, but I think it's just the ice and the secondary roads, I think, is tough. People can stay home. They should. Listen, I got a lot I want to talk to you about. I wish we could start having you in studio, but maybe that'll happen sometime soon. The decision to, put Narcan in the schools and train staff. I mean, we talked with Brian Foley earlier. It's, his point is, we should have it everywhere. Why not? It's like having a fire extinguisher on the wall.
He does make a really good point. When we started the New Britain Recovers program a couple years ago, one of the biggest focuses that we turned to was making sure that all of our providers and everybody not only had access to Narcan, but was trained. Because the fact of the matter is, it saves lives. And having it in the schools, I think at this point, seeing what happened, horrible thing that happened in Hartford last week, is just case in point of that. So the conversation started with the superintendent. We're going to get our administrators and our school staff trained and get Narcan in the schools as soon as possible.
Now, are we talking all levels or just high school? Is it middle school, elementary? Is it every school in New Britain?
Starting at the high school first, of course, but then maybe unfortunately making our way into the middle schools as you're seeing this, creep into our buildings younger and younger. The scary reality is that we've got to do what we have to do in order to keep kids safe and prepare our nursing staff, our administrators, our teachers with the tools necessary to save their life if, a kid is choosing to experiment.
It's you're a parent, your kids are young, but it's to see a 13-year-old boy.
Awful.
It's just a hard one, I have teenagers, and between the fact that how that young man got it in his possession in the first place to the fact that it was laced with fentanyl, it's just, these are tough stories to explain even to your kids. And we're putting more and more on our teachers, and I think as parents we got to make sure we're doing our job too. But I'm sorry, do you want to say something on that?
No, I was going to say you make a good point. As parents, you have a responsibility to talk to your kids about these things. Teachers aren't always expected to be social workers, right? And we have to put that onus on ourselves to make sure we're having those conversations because they might not be having had at school.
Yeah. I saw we had Mr. Amato on last week, and it's bittersweet. I mean, first of all, private sector, people do what they want, and if he's time to go, it was an incredible run. He's an incredible, generous family, and then there's a really promising development going in there. But how do you balance sort of legacy and the future when it comes to this stuff?
How sad, huh? And I think Amato's is something that goes hand in hand when people think about downtown New Britain. They think about going downtown to Amato's to bring their kids there to buy trains, whatever, toys. But Steve and Sherry, they really are amazing people, and we're really happy for them and hope them that they're going to be well in their retirement. But it's up to us to balance, the best case of what we like to call historic replication, right? It'll never be the same. It'll never be what it once was. But how can we make sure that the new building that goes up and that new block of development is going to work well for the future of the city of New Britain, but also pay homage to our past? And it's fun to find developers who they care about things like that. And Jasco Development, the folks who purchased the property care deeply about that. They want to embrace the history of New Britain when they build something new, but also make it, you know, hip and attractive for a younger crowd. So I'm looking forward to that development process. It's going to be a fun one.
How involved are you? I mean, I don't know anything about urban planning, you know, really. But in terms of, like, you know, there's obviously a lot going on in terms of development. I mean, does that housing department or your, like, how do you coordinate to make sure it all works together?
So I put myself in a unique category because I think that I choose to get involved a lot more than other mayors do in areas like this, because I find I'm very passionate about the redevelopment of our city. And so, you know, when we're coordinating all of the city departments, with our planning and development department, our zoning department, we have to work hand in hand with the state too. So we have a lot of great resources at DECD and Department of Housing and also Department of Transportation in order to make these developments necessary. You got to build those relationships and you really have to make sure that you're keeping the state in the loop because let's face it, every development that we do in downtown New Britain somehow impacts CT Fast Track and it's part of the transit-oriented development corridor. So we want to make sure that we're keeping them in the loop as we build up on that, too.
I got two quick questions before we let you go. We're talking with Aaron Stewart, okay. Mayor of New Britain. Is there anything going on that we don't know about that we should? I mean, what's happening there in New Britain?
I feel like we are so busy. There is just things happening constantly. And every time I turn around, there's a new development, something new happening all over the city, too. We're getting ready to finally start the beginnings of the Energy and Innovation Park, our data center fuel cell powered data center. That's going to be starting up in the spring. We had been talking about that pre-COVID, and unfortunately, we were worried that would be one of the victims of COVID, the project, but it's back on track, and we're going to be starting that up this spring. And I have two new roles that I took on recently, too. I'm now chairperson of the Capital Region Council of Governments, representing 38 towns in the greater Hartford region, and now I'm also chairperson of the Consortium of Elected Officials for Capital Workforce Partners, dealing directly with workforce development. So I am nothing short of busy.
Can we get some acronyms there? Because those are long.
CROG, CWP, I know.
Listen, you know, we had Themis Claridis on, and I'll be honest, you know, she's obviously... we're assuming she's running for the Republican nomination for governor, and she hasn't officially announced, but I mean, you know, it seems like all things are moving in that direction. Now, I know you have a young family. The thing that I've said, you know, and we don't know each other well, but what I've said is that you could wait 10 years and still be young as a candidate, right? So, you mean, you're in a different position, and there's no real reason for you to necessarily, you know, be pulled into something like this, you know, for an incumbent Democrat and so on and so forth. Having said that, you know, history sometimes, you know, chooses you and you don't choose history. I go back to like Obama in 08 or whatever. But my question to you is, not so I don't put you too much on the spot, are people going to you and asking you about it? Is there and how often does that happen? And how are like, is it just people on the street or just give me some insight?
I mean, anywhere, every day people are commenting on social media saying, are you running for governor? Can you please run for governor? Aaron, what the hell are you doing? Run for governor. and it's flattering. I appreciate it. I feel very thankful that people feel confidence in me and my ability to lead and do that. There's no secret. I would love to be governor of the state of Connecticut someday. Is that day today? Probably not. But it definitely, I hope for the opportunity for it to be sometime soon.
But you're not necessarily writing it off for sure for 2022.
No, but you never, I think it would be incredibly difficult for me to, if the lessons that I learned from 2018, listen, I'm not made of money. I don't come from money. I would certainly have to start fundraising quite early in order to put a successful effort forward for that. But, you know, I think that Connecticut could use a blue-collar governor, to be honest with you. I just don't know if it'll be this time around.
All right. Well, I appreciate the candor and the insight, and Happy New Year. Hope your family is well and healthy, and when it's time is right, we'll have you in studio, I hope.
Likewise. Look forward to it, Brian. Take care.
All right. Mayor Aaron Stewart. From the city of New Britain, where I lived on Stanley Street.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.